Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins. Welcome back to another episode of the New Grad Radio podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a challenge that I didn't ever think would really be a challenge. So let me explain. So whilst at uni, we're constantly studying towards exams. We're working on assignments, we're going to tutes, we're going to our pracs. It's a constant world of education. And after years of all of this hard work, we finally are able to move from uni to then enter the workforce as graduate nurses. And so last year, starting in ICU, starting as a nurse, you know, really starting to learn and put all that stuff into practice while being a nurse, I was also studying a formal transition program. And so this transition program encompassed 2 postgraduate level assignments, as well as completing a range of formal phase books or transition books. And in these books, they're pretty much just workbooks that have all got different sections, whether it be cardiac, respiratory, talking about mechanical ventilation. But after all of the work you put into these, all the side readings that you're doing, I was finding that the more hard work I was putting into them, the more I was really able to understand what I was doing as a graduate nurse and as a nurse in ICU. And I absolutely loved it. The harder I worked, the more of a reward that I saw. And after that formal transition program, I loved it. I felt like my skills and my practice as a nurse were just improving just exponentially day by day. But now as I've finished that transition program and I've moved away from being a graduate nurse, now entering my second year as a nurse, not necessarily even the change from ICU to ED, but just that change from graduate now into almost like a fully fledged, you know, sort of nurse, that this year I don't have any assignments. So I'm not working on any transition program. There's no exams, there's no deadlines. And this is the first time that this has been this way since I even started studying nursing. And to be honest, it has been an absolute challenge. But it's not a real physical challenge. It's more of just an inward challenge. I started those first few weeks here in ED trying to keep push, because that's all I've ever known for the last few years. I've always been working on something, always been working towards something, always working towards a deadline. With the assignments that you're studying, you've got a question that someone's asked you, and you have to go away and find all the latest research and all of the evidence to be able to answer that question. But I was finding that there was no question here, starting as a nurse in ED. And that was such a weird feeling. And what happened is I spent those first few weeks trying to push, but I didn't really enjoy that push. It felt more like a chore than it has ever been. And so what ended up happening is I started spending a bit more time going to the gym, and I'd be pushing and I'd be reading books that have nothing to do with medicine, have nothing to do with my job as a nurse, but I actually enjoyed it. And what I found is I took a few months there where I actually had a break. And that's not something I've done in many, many years. But while taking that break, yeah, it was nice, but I had this constant feeling of just guilt. I had this constant feeling that if I'm not studying towards something, well, then I'm not improving. I'm no longer getting better as a nurse. I'm stagnating. I'm plateauing. And that was a hard feeling to shake. But I kept at it. I'm just like, you know what? No, I'm going to force myself to have a break. I'm going to read some books. I'm going to take some more time for myself. I'm no longer going to think of assignments or that sort of stuff. Let me just take a little bit of a break. And what I actually found is after having this break, and that's probably why you'll find that I haven't been posting as many of these podcasts lately as well. I was like, you know what? I'm taking a break. I'm going to do it. I just had 2 weeks holiday as well. I really focused on just trying to disconnect from technology and just, you know, just try to experience a bit more of the moment. And what I actually found in the last few days is I've had this spark back again. I've had this feeling of, you know what? I actually want to be looking at a few journal articles. I've had a few questions in my head where I'm like, you know what, like I'd actually like to know a little bit more about that condition. But it's not because of an assignment, it's not because of an exam, it's not because I have to study towards anything, it's because I actually really fundamentally want to. And I think this break, I think, is one of the best things that I've done. It was like a forced break that I think has just reinvigorated the spark of wanting to be learning, not because I have to, but because I want to. And I think the break has really been able to let me see that my career as a nurse, it's not a sprint. I don't have to be getting as many, you know, looking into as many conditions as I can, as quickly as I can. It's my career as a nurse is more of a marathon. It's over a period of my whole career as I'll be learning and updating my skills and my knowledge on certain things. But I think it's really taught me that it's actually okay to have a break every now and again, which has been absolutely fantastic. So what I've actually done recently, a few things I've put into place, is I've started a journal club with one of my good mates from ICU. So what we've done is the other day, we each brought three different latest journals, little articles, and we ended up discussing them over some coffee and some morning tea. And it was just nice. We each learned something new. We each had a good chat out of it. And so each month we're going to meet up and go over a few new journal articles and keep learning something new. And something I'm doing for myself as well is each week I'm going to be a topic that is of interest of me. So instead of just having seven different things in my head and trying to look at seven different things at the one time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, look, this week I want to focus on IV cannulation. And that's something I've done recently. So it's a skill that I can always be improving upon. It's something that I do every day as a nurse, is to be cannulating patients. And so I just want to keep getting better at it. So what I've done is I've focused my energy and focused my time into looking at, you know what, I'm going to be looking at YouTube videos. I'm going to be looking at a few people I follow on Instagram who do some interesting tips and tricks when it comes to improving your chances of getting it. And so I found it actually been super helpful in order to have a specific topic and work just towards that. And what that does is it actually frees up a bit more of my time to be reading a few other books that have nothing to do with anything, actually watching a little bit of Netflix, not feel super guilty about it, going out to the gym and having that time. And it's, I've actually found it for that work-life balance. I'd even use the word drastically improve. So anyway, guys, I hope you found this insight a little bit interesting. I think it's a bit of a light bulb moment for me. You know, I think it's been an excellent choice to have that bit of a break. Anyway, guys, I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.